Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dearly beloved in Christ, St. Thomas More, who was so brave in facing King Henry VIII, he was a Chancellor of England and renounced that position so as not to deny his faith, and then was beheaded. He said, "No man ever repented of being a Catholic on his deathbed. A certain nobleman kept a fool for his entertainment. One day, he gave the fool a staff with the remark, 'Keep it until you found a fool greater than yourself.' The jester kept the staff, making some witty remark. Years passed, and the nobleman fell ill. 'I'm going away,' said the master. 'But you will come back, sire?' 'No. Where will you go?' inquired the jester. 'To another world.' 'But, sire, I see no provisions made for your journey.' 'I have made none,' replied the master. 'Dear master,' exclaimed the fool, 'take this staff, for I've never heard of such folly as this.' The advice touched the heart of the dying man. Learning wisdom from a fool, he sent for a priest and made his peace with God. Father Bertrand Wilberforce, the saintly Dominican, was asked in his last illness by a friend, 'Are you afraid to die, Father?' 'Afraid to die,' was the answer. 'Do you think I'm such a fool as to be afraid of what I've been getting ready for all my life?' And in the Congregation of Mary Immaculate Queen, it's a custom that after morning prayers, the religious greet each other, and they say, 'Benedicamus Domino.' Let us bless the Lord. The Trappists, they have a different ceremony. When Trappist monks meet each other, they employ the following greeting. Memento mori. Remember death. And in Scripture we read, remember thy last end, and thou shalt never sin. So in other words, if we think about eternity, then we would really thought about eternity. We would never sin. When her husband seemed to be on the verge of death, the wife of the Dauphin of France took down the crucifix from the wall in the sick room, placed it on the lips of her husband, and exhorted him to pray to God for mercy. The prince exclaimed, "What a wonderful woman! After having been the happiness of my life, she is now aiding me to die a good death." One of the first things a priest does when he administers the sacrament of extreme unction is to give a crucifix to the person in order to kiss it. In the stone flooring of an old cathedral in Jamaica is carved this verse. "He fears to die who has not learned to live, nor can he live who has not thought to die." A group of philosophers were once discussing the question, what's the worst predicament in which one can be placed? One maintained that it was that of an old man who was perfectly helpless. Another contended that it was far worse for a man to be both ill and depressed or in despair. The third, who proved to be the most wise, exclaimed, "I think there's no worse predicament in which anyone can find himself than that of a man who sees the end of life drawing near and who has never thought of God nor thought to make his life conformable to God's laws." In other words, he dies unprepared. By all manner of vivid advertisements, life insurance companies are constantly reminding the public of the foolishness of not providing for the future security of their loved ones. If it is to be foolish not to provide for the temporal future of our loved ones, how much more foolish is it not to provide for our own eternal future? Do you ever give a thought to the time when you're going to die? Is there anything in this, your life, which makes you shy away from the thought of death? Just push it off for some other time. Saint Joseph is a patron of a happy death. Pray to him every day, asking him to grant you a happy death, that you're prepared for that important moment. My dearly beloved in Christ, many people do not believe in the afterlife, eternity, heaven, hell. They think that after they die, that's all there is. How many people live only for worldly things, walking around thinking they will live here forever? The youth continue to sin and have no regard for the things of God. Saint Clement Hofbauer was once called to the bedside of an impenitent sinner who was at the point of death. And it happens to priests sometimes, somebody who's been away from the church for a long, long time, and then the family, you know, sends a priest there, but the person doesn't want the priest. And I remember one of my early sick calls, just before a person asked me, can you go see my mother? You know, she's a fallen away Catholic, and she really needs to see a priest. And I said, have you ever talked to a priest before? He goes, yes. And that priest came, and I said, get out of here. I never want a priest. Don't send a priest in here again. And I said, you want me to go in there? But through the power of the green scapular, she was converted. But anyway, St. Clement Hofbauer was called to the bedside of an impenitent sinner. As he entered the room, the man greeted him with a shower of insults and abuse. All the priest's efforts to quiet him were futile, and his kind admonitions fell on sterile ground. In other words, he just tried to be kind and to try to bring him back, and it was all useless. At last, the saint turned to the door as if departing, but then remained standing there, intently watching him. In a rage, the man demanded to know what he was still waiting for. Coolly and deliberately, St. Clement said, I've seen many, very many good people die. Now I wish to see how a soul that's damned departs out of this life. Suddenly the man stopped blaspheming and grew thoughtful and quiet. It was as though he had obtained a preview of his coming judgment. The next moment he called the priest back to his bedside. Father, he pleaded in a voice broken with tears and sobs, can you forgive me? Until the end, the priest was there at the side of the man who was saved from eternal doom. Christ said, it's appointed to man once to die, and after that, the judgment. Just as surely as you're living now, you and I must one day die. Just as surely as you will one day die, you must face God, your judge, and account for your whole life. If there's anything in your life that causes you to fear judgment, rid yourself of it now. And we know that God's promises are true about rewarding us. So we'll talk about heaven for a moment. A priest was once sent to the island of Molokai, where there was a leper colony in Hawaii, in that certain island. They cared for the lepers. They were exiled to that. There were priests and nuns that took care of them. While visiting the poor lepers one day, he met a young girl about 12 or 13 years of age whose frail body was badly ravaged by the dread disease. He spoke a few words of consolation and encouragement, but was surprised and edified to find that it was he and not the little girl who needed a lesson of inspiration. Yes, Father, the girl replied, I know that I'm going to die soon, but I'm sure there will not be any leprosy in heaven. A wealthy and powerful ruler who, because of his many troubles, had become nervous and anxious and unhappy, once sought out a hermit famed for his wisdom and holiness. Entering the hermit's cave, the king spoke, Holy man, I've come to learn how to be happy. The old man made no reply, but beckoned the king to follow him over a path which led to a large rock on the crest of a hill. On the top of the crest, an eagle had built its nest. Then the wise man spoke, O king, why has the eagle built her nest yonder? Doubtless that it may be out of danger. Imitate that bird, O king, exclaimed the hermit. Build thy home in heaven, and you will find peace and happiness even here. And then some closing thoughts. It was in 1865, Cardinal Wiseman, Archbishop of Westminster in England, was spending the last few hours on earth, his last few hours on earth. The doctors informed him that they had come to the end of their human skill. In other words, there was nothing else they could do. When the doctors had left the room, a nursing sister entered. With a smile illuminating his face, the cardinal asked, "Sister, did you hear what the doctor said?" "No," she replied, "but I can imagine." And then the cardinal said, "They said I'm going home." And one of the many and favorite stories told of St. Teresa the Little Flower. One day she was absorbed, looking up steadily in the sky, seemingly wrapped in deep thought, when a companion disturbed her to ask, "What are you thinking of, Teresa?" She replied, "I was thinking that if the wrong side of heaven can be so beautiful, in other words, God's universe, what must be the right side? In heaven, there's only good, love, peace, and joy. There we will be young, beautiful, and happy, and our happiness will last forever with God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen."